Welcome to the ABC edition of Daytime Confidential, the only podcast of its kind, your one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. I'm Belinda.
And I'm Luke. On today's podcast, we are discussing All My Children, it's Babe Recast, Todd on One Life to Live, the mob war on General Hospital, and we've got a special guest with us, Karen from Whoops, so stay tuned. Belinda, this is very exciting.
I'm excited.
We have a special guest with us. Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
The one of the biggest spoiler queens on the web. You and Sage are like the go-to people for spoilers when it comes to ABC. So it is a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to discuss it. It should be lots and lots of fun. Before we get into All My Children and One Life to Live, I have to ask, since Karen is on, what did you think of all the news coming out this week in terms of casting and everything with General Hospital?
I thought that this week was huge as far as people leaving, and also the fact that Bruce Weitz got cast as Anthony Zakara, the mob boss. And, of course, he was famous for his Hill Street Blues Belker character. And that's quite a big coup for ABC and GH.
Is it just me, or do they seem like they're doing that a lot lately, where they are taking and casting people like Corbin Burnson? They seem to be doing it more and more, where they keep casting people who used to be big names, say in the 80s or early 90s, and they're putting them on the show to try and help boost things.
Yeah, and finally become acceptable for the primetime actors and the movie people. It's now acceptable to do soaps.
Or they're just out of work, one of the two.
Right. Well, they got Billy Dee Williams. Yeah, Billy Dee Williams is on night shift. A. Martinez had come over. And I also think the writers, of course, Bob Guza, really, because of the mob storyline, I think it appeals to that male actor.
That's
come
true.
On. It's
well,
a good juicy bit for them. Good and juicy.
There had been some rumors. I'm not sure where they came from, but we discussed them in last week's podcast about the fact that Faith could have ended up being Zakara, and then, of course, all the casting news came out. Mm. And it was like, I was disappointed. I was really sort of hoping that Faith would end up being Zakara just so that we could have a tie back into history. But apparently we won't be so lucky.
Well, I just loved Cindy Preston, too, as Faith. She just was perfect. She's a great actress. Yes, they really did a disservice when they killed her off. I thought so, too.
Well, then, in addition to, is it Weitz or Weitz?
I think it's Weitz.
Okay, in addition to Weitz, then there was some other casting news, both coming and going on the show. What was that, Karen?
Annie Wershing, who plays Amelia, her official website has said that her last air date is September 20th on GH, and she's going to be a series regular on 24. And I'm so excited for her. Isn't that? That's wonderful.
Oh, it's a giant coup to go from daytime to 24.
That is impressive. I want now. Was she around when the whole Metro Court blew up and we had the 24 knockoff?
No, she came on just after that.
I was wondering, it's like she's going to go from a hotel blowing up in a 24 style to being on 24. That's sort of impressive.
But remember, they recast her for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Go do something.
I'm wondering if
it was tied in with this, but she obviously was in demand for some things. And then it was interesting because she wasn't on that long. And then she came back. They didn't recast her.
Well, and I wonder if that might have something to do with the fact that there was so much trouble on the 24 set. Like, they had to scrap an entire, earlier in the summer, about the time that she, after she just got back or left, 24 had had to scrap an entire set because they were going to start it out in Africa, and then they realized it takes 8 hours to fly from Africa to the U.S. to finish up the storyline, and you can't do 8 hours of 24 on a plane. So I'm wondering if that maybe, in retrospect, it sort of all makes sense now.
Right.
Because they just starting filming September 10th or 16th for 24 now.
There's also someone coming on as Zakara's son, Johnny.
And now, is this the one that's rumored to be possibly breaking up Logan and Lulu?
Yeah.
Didn't happen soon enough for me.
In fact, he meets Lulu on September 20th and has a little run-in with her. And his name is Brandon Barash.
Okay.
And you had said how much he looks like Logan.
Yeah, prior to the podcast, I was looking at the pictures and everything and comparing it and doing research for things, and it's like, these two look like they could be twins.
Yes. And he also has a little Lucky mix in there, too.
You know, they
wonder what it is, casting these people that look so much alike.
I know. It would have been nice if it was someone really different looking, and I don't know.
Yeah.
They all blend together.
They do. They all tend to look alike sometimes, and that's sad. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't tell Robin and Sam apart until the chest gets in the way.
Yes. I have definitely noticed that. I think it's their hair and their height.
Yeah,
I have noticed that. In fact, I blogged about it, that they did look so much alike.
I think that's where I read it at, on your blog.
Oh, there you go.
And you do have one of the best blogs, General Hospital blogs, on the internet.
I read it as much as I can.
Yes, we both read it. We thoroughly enjoy it. And so then, of course, you being the spoiler queen, what is coming out? What's happening this next week in the world of General Hospital spoilers?
Well, I think you probably both know that Letitia's found dead this week, coming up.
I think that was Friday, wasn't it?
Well, they just at the very end, it was just a sliver at the last.
Yes.
And on Wednesday, Jerry and Sam are going to team up against Trevor.
Now, is that tied into the rumor that I heard about the fact that he's going to tell her to sleep with either Zakara or Trevor's dad, or Rick's dad?
And, like, Sam needs anyone's advice on how to sleep with the wrong person.
I know. I think the spoiler actually read, Jerry orders Sam to sleep with Trevor.
Yeah, what does he have on her? Everybody knows all her dirty laundry.
He's the spy who shagged me.
Oh, that's a good one. I like it.
Yes. What else is going to happen? Oh, Thursday, Sonny tells Jason to kill Trevor. And Friday...
Didn't he do that last week, too? It's entirely possible
because Sonny's losing his marbles.
In fact, two of the spoilers for next week had Sonny mentioning that, but I think that he actually orders him to do it now. We all know that that's not going to happen. And on Friday, Kate is supposedly ending it with Sonny. And I think that down the road, Kate is found... drugged behind the wheel of a car.
Ah.
Is that the one where supposedly Trevor's setting her up and then going to destroy her?
Yes.
That's what I read.
She's supposedly going to get fired from Couture magazine, and it all comes down to her affair with Sonny.
Now, this may be a longer-range spoiler, but does that have something then to do with the fact that I had read somewhere, it may have been your blog, I don't know where I read so much, that possibly Deception is coming back and that she may be the head of it?
Ooh, did not hear that.
I had read that also.
Not on mine.
After she's fired from Couture, that was... Mm-hmm. I think that might be one of those things that we would all like to see happen.
That's entirely true. It'd be great to also have it tie in.
Something would happen to her and Tiffany would come back at the television station. Because I miss Tiffany.
Tiffany?
I've always missed Tiffany, yeah.
Okay, well, that may be before my time then.
It was. Trust me, it was. She was a reporter. She started out as a B-movie queen, and she did reports.
You don't remember Tiffany.
Well, I've only been watching General Hospital since 98, so you have to bear with me.
Okay. Well, Tiffany was a very colorful TV anchor.
Larger than life and over the top and
greatly missed.
Yeah, that was in the Frisco and Felicia years that she really came into her own power.
Well, mm-hmm. So what else is happening in the world of General Hospital spoilers either this week or next week or even farther down the road?
Well, down the road, and I think you've probably seen the SoapNet spot for this, but Sam seduces Lucky by jumping out of a hot tub in her bikini.
And they
a lot of loose Sam fans are going to be happy.
Fine. She actually has a bathing suit on that I swear is on the internet under like one of the Maxim covers that she did.
Oh.
And it's a very skinny type scene and things like that. And they are going to end up going to bed together. Nicholas's behavior gets more imbalanced.
I have a question to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. This last Friday, he went and he basically pulled over the side. He acted as if he didn't even realize that he was driving, and then a cop car pulls up. And
yes.
it looked to me like the cop car pulled up after he was already stopped, so it wasn't like he was flagged over by the cop car.
Mm-hmm.
Is he blacking out? Or, 'cause I knew he was going to have like personality changes, but is he
yes.
actually blacking out?
I think that that's what they're trying to insinuate with this.
At least insinuate, yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, I have two different gossip things on this, or rumors. One is that it's a doppelganger and it's a different Nicholas altogether. And the other one, it's actually due to side effects from the drugs.
So it's possible that we could be getting the guy back who Bloody Mary was obsessed with.
Yes, a Conrad.
Yeah, it was a Conrad or Cole or something like that.
I do not remember. It was Con something because my children were going to name their son that.
Oh.
As she was pregnant at the time. Instead, they named him Corbin. So.
Oh. Well, that's
another,
cute.
Yeah. Don't you hope it's just the medicine. I'm tired of the whole doppelganger thing.
I'm not really sure about that whole Cassadine piece right now. I think they're really working on the mob war, and that story really hasn't materialized, you know, hasn't come together yet.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, that the mob war is going to eat Port Charles and all
yes.
the progress that we have made in the last year that we have eked out of stone for getting time for other players is just going to be lost.
Yeah, I know.
I hear this.
One of the big things, I think, that everybody has to look forward to is that Alan and Monica are going to have their 30th wedding anniversary, and Alan's supposedly going to show himself to Monica. And they're going to go down memory lane together.
And then whoopsie daisy, it's over?
Probably.
I don't, you know, I don't know what could happen with that. But
I think
that he's going to appear to her. She's going to be missing him and things. I think he's going to appear to her. And whether or not she might think it's all a dream or something.
She
okay.
might. Is he staying or is he going?
I think
the
ghost. He's forever recurring. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's sort of like Helena.
Well,
you know, when they decide to have her on, she'll come on.
Well, and I've got to ask you about that because I love Helena. She's one of my all-time favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Cassadines. Any word on Helena Cassadine?
No, in fact, she was supposed to come on this summer. And in fact, Guza had said in I think it was Soap Opera Digest, that, oh, you'll see Helena this summer. Nothing, absolutely nothing happened. And the next thing is that maybe she'll be on Sweeps of this whole Nicholas thing going on.
Well, and I was going to ask about that because it seems like this mob war, I mean, it seems like we have two types of sweeps. We either have a giant disaster sweep or we have
mm-hmm.
a mob sweep. And and since we already had the giant disaster sweep this year, it sort of would lead me to believe that since this mob war is gearing up, it will carry through November, but then more than likely it will drop off after that. Have you heard anything like post-sweeps? Because it seems like post-sweeps is when we get the other people. Like, say, Tracy and Luke and various other people.
Right. I think that they're going to go with the aftermath of Lucky finding out about the baby.
Is that still supposed to come out this during sweeps, or is it being pushed off?
No, that's what I heard. And I don't think they can push it off much longer because every single person knows about it. I don't know how they could push it off much longer. Luke's going to come back. Obviously, Lulu's going out with Logan. I don't know if they're still going to be going out at that point or not. He'll get dragged in the mob war because of Lulu and because of Sky. Supposedly Sky is going to get into the mix, which I'm really hoping because I love Robin Christopher.
Well, it's about
Robin
time.
Oh,
yeah. No kidding.
I know. And she's another one that just kind of faded, but I'm hoping they bring her back in because of Alcazar and there's supposedly some money tied up, and Luke is going to help her out with that.
Now, where's Tracy been? I mean, we know she's in the loony bin, but is
yep,
it literally to
it.
The point
she's
where
been locked up.
Where we just are going to only see her whenever Luke is on? Is that what it's basically happening?
Well, she's
probably
supposed to get out soon. I had read where she, when the spoilers came in, it had said that she was sprung from Shady Brook,
supposedly going to turn the tables on Edward, is how I read it put.
Yes, and I'm not sure when that happens, but she will get out, and I think that Jane Elliott's on vacation right now.
I have a question for you, because of all the Quartermains, my least favorite is Emily, at least this incarnation of her.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recently reading on Soap Opera Digest that there had been rumors of her leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly even Christopher or Tyler Christopher as well. And mm-hmm. so I was wondering, they said that it's not, like the studio said that that's not happening, but what are you hearing
right.
on that?
I heard that Tyler Christopher definitely signed.
Okay.
I heard that, and right after that, Kelly Monaco signed, which people didn't think that she was going to, but she did resign.
Boy, I was
oh,
hoping
yeah,
she wouldn't.
Yeah, they had her exit all planned. That's the thing that gets me about spoilers.
Yes.
Is that you will argue with someone for 3 weeks over some topic, and none of it will ever come to pass.
But see, that's the great thing. I mean, I have to step up and defend Karen and other people who do spoilers.
Oh, I
you're
love Karen.
I'm not.
Girl.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying. In general, spoilers are never going to be 100% accurate, just because
mm-hmm.
of the fact that you're being fed this information from a variety of sources,
mm-hmm.
and there might be conflicting information initially. You have to figure out who is your best source, and I mean, who is giving more inaccurate information, and
mm-hmm.
then at the same time, those people who are inaccurate could come through and have a whomdinger of a spoiler that ends up being true.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those things where you just got to take them for what they are, and you can discuss them for however long, and then if they don't come true, it was like, well, we had a fun discussion on that one.
It must.
Oh, sometimes the false spoilers and the rumors are much better than the show.
Oh, absolutely.
You both know that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. They really are. And sometimes they storyboard things out, and all of a sudden an actor leaves. Or...
Right.
Somebody, like, supposedly Sam was supposed to be committed. You know, she's going to go through this traumatic thing, and a big rumor was that she got in a fight in the hospital with Liz, almost kills her, she's sent away. And that was supposed to be Kelly Monaco's, quote-unquote, exit
right.
type of thing.
Well, that's not to say it still couldn't happen, considering she got a cushy vacation deal.
Exactly.
So, I just don't see how many more of these cushy vacation deals that we can.
I know.
Support.
If they can't give it to Jeannie Francis, then they should not be giving them out to anybody else than Tony Geary. As far as I'm concerned, Ingo shouldn't have one. Kelly shouldn't have one. And until Jeannie's back and has the kind of deal she deserves and wants, even if it's just more of a recurring role like Tony, then no one else should be getting cushy vacation deals.
Well,
that's
agree.
Just my opinion.
I agree with that, but. The Wagner girl had the same vacation mm-hmm. schedule before they shelved her, too.
Wagner?
Christina.
Yes, Christina Wagner played Felicia.
And that leads to another question, because I had been reading that possibly Maxie's going to end up pregnant but lose it.
Are you thinking about Carly?
No, I read that about Maxie. She's going to get pregnant by Logan.
Oh. No, I didn't have that. I have that Carly's pregnant.
Yes,
and,
I heard Carly.
Yeah, but that's an interesting thing with Maxie and Logan. I mean, could definitely.
It was one of those things where it's like, I love this Maxie. I mean, I think in a previous podcast we called her a tit, which is a tramp in training.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, I love this Maxie, and I love Kirsten Storms when she was on Days of Our Lives, but this is a much better role for her.
Oh,
though I would
awesome.
Love her back on Days of Our Lives. But it's so I just had to ask if you had heard anything about that, because that was something I'd read. Maybe it's one of those rumors.
But I also heard, excuse me, Belinda, I'm sorry, but
okay.
I also heard that she's supposed to come, her heart problem that's on night shift was supposedly supposed to come to GH.
Yes, but she's been discharged now. So
well,
what would be
see,
the point?
So I don't think they're going to do it. But it was actually Guza that said that.
Well, maybe.
You know, he was in a magazine that said Maxie's heart problems will come over. I think that they're so mixed up what to do with night shift.
Well, and the thing is, if I'm not mistaken, night shift isn't necessarily supposed to be on the same exact timeline as the general hospital. So
oh,
it's possible that about
yeah.
the time that night shift ends, then Maxie will be coming down with like either a reoccurrence or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Now, I said this in a thread on TV Fan Online forums, and one of our friends out there, I wish I could remember who it was, but she was very adamant, no, this is supposed to be the exact same time. And she even cited me things that had been said on daytime to back up that night shift is going on at the exact same time.
No, it's not. No, there's
no. I was telling everybody that I think night shift is in the future.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily in the future, but I don't think it's like day for day in tune.
I think it's like Star Trek parallel design. I really do.
Well, there is something, though, about the whole night shift General Hospital thing that has been solid, and that is that this other hospital is trying to take them over. But someone either pointed out on the podcast or in the forums, tvfanonline.com/forums, that why are we even concerned about a takeover from another hospital when the Quartermains and Cassadines have been funding this hospital for years and sinking tons and tons of money in it? This hospital should not be needing money.
You got to wonder, don't you?
I think it's just a way to bring the hospital into the forefront. It has been let drop back as a backdrop and even dropped out of being a backdrop.
Right.
And I'm not complaining about it. I was just it's one of those things where I'm very happy that the hospital is much more prominently featured than it used to be. And if it gets its own show and we can avoid the mob, I don't mind night shift.
And they actually started this storyline of thought when Rick Weber came back. He had come back to town representing an HMO that wanted to take over the hospital. Yes.
Well,
I remember that.
Before we move on to All My Children and One Life to Live, I have a couple last things I wanted to make sure we covered. Belinda, you mentioned that you are really intrigued with Cody. I know this is a fascination that keeps building from podcast to podcast. What is it now about Cody that keeps you intrigued?
Well, it occurred to me that he is a very edgy character. The powers that be like their men to be quasi-criminal, dangerous sorts. So, it seems like he should be right up their alley. I mean, he's got this drug problem, and he's edgy. He's got this terrible habit of grabbing Lainey and jerking her around, which obviously somebody up there is just screaming over because they just love their men like that. No.
Thanks. Okay, keep
You're
going.
Welcome. He has all the elements to be a very viable character, and for me to drop all pretense of loving it. You know, I like him, but I could love him if they could just tie him into the core families or the hospital.
I've got an idea. Everybody seems to need a bodyguard these days. Nicholas needs a bodyguard. Let him be Nicholas's bodyguard.
There you go. Well, I think it would be great if we found out that he was actually a Hardy or a Weber.
Oh.
One of these families that has been practically dropped.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm all for building up the Weber family because heaven knows Liz needs as much help as she can get, considering she's being attacked by Sam. But you mentioned the families. I want to get to this because this was something of interest to Karen. This last week I found it very ironic that when Logan showed up, that Georgie threatened Logan with the mob boss instead of her father, who is the police commissioner. I thought that really bothered me, but that leads to the next scene. It's sort of a segue because I'm really loving Georgie and Spinelli, and when she showed up at the door and Spinelli tried to get her out of the way because Trevor was there, it was a really great scene, and I'm sort of getting behind this G-spin couple.
Yes, me too.
And then that leads to what Karen wanted to discuss. You are really liking the Trevor and Rick dynamic. What is it about it that you thought is so interesting?
Well, I think that Rick Hurst is a great actor, and I think for too long now he really hasn't had anything to do but argue with Sonny about the same things over and over and over again. And it's so refreshing to see him talking about something different and also how he now is thinking about Molly first. He had some more scenes with Nancy Lee Grand.
They're wonderful together.
So wonderful together.
They demonized Rick so badly, almost painted him into a corner where he couldn't really be anything else but the hated guy in town. He was the new AJ, I called him.
Absolutely.
I think that the actor that plays Trevor, and I can't think of his name right now, I think he's brilliant also. And you can tell he's done a lot of character roles, and He's not intimidated by anybody. They just play their scenes perfectly.
I have to agree.
Yes. Just energized people. And that's why I'm really looking forward to it. And I hate to say I'm looking forward to the mob story because it's a mob story. But it just seems like there might be a bit more new life coming into it.
This is going to be a different mob story. It's not going to be the Sunny story. It's going to be all kinds of different factors.
Right. In my column this week, I actually said, you know, don't get out the rectal thermometers, but I think I'm looking forward to this. It has a lot to do with Rick getting the backstory he's needed the week he joined the show.
Right.
Trevor is going to give Rick the humanity that he needs in my eyes to redeem him so that I'm going to be able to love him with a clear conscience.
Well, and I think that it's going to give Sonny and Rick a chance to team up.
Exactly. I mean, Rick has got to realize at some point that he was fed this hatred of Sonny from Trevor, who is obviously, you know, shit for brains, bonkers.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I think I put in my blog, I hope the stunt woman keeps getting royalties from her fall down the stairs, because they've shown that woman fall down the stairs. I don't know how many years now. It's the same clip.
I don't know.
But hopefully he'll figure out that, no, Sonny didn't push her. And just the two of them can start to do. It's almost like my enemy is your
the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. Right. Yes. I am looking forward to that. I think when Tony Geary gets back, Sebastian Roach is just awesome.
Oh, totally agree with you on that.
Has changed a lot, and I miss Julian Stone, but I really like Sebastian Roach. I have to say,
is it Roach or Roche?
I don't know. Probably Roche.
Because I'm known for mispronouncing names, and so I figured if you knew officially, then I would have to.
I don't. I'm a writer. He's a
brilliant actor. He is.
Yes.
I can't stand Jerry James, not Jax, but I think that the actor is fabulous because he certainly made me hate the guy.
The last thing I wanted to quickly ask, and we didn't have this covered, so I'm going to be throwing this out of left field at you, Karen. The discussion keeps swirling around the internet in terms of the body count that is going to be racking up because of this mob war. We know that Letitia's dying. Mike is perennially on the block in terms of any time these things come up. Amelia's leaving, so I'm assuming that she might be there. What can you tell us in terms of the body count? Will Mike be going? Do you have any word on that? Or if he's not going, in addition to, I mean, the obvious Letitia and Amelia, assuming Amelia gets knocked off, who else do you think it could be potentially in their sights?
You know, I actually had Mike down as a scoop for dying during the Metro Court thing. And but it didn't ever say the Metro Court. It said as a result of the mob war. And I'm wondering if that's now rolling into this mob war. But you're right, it comes up every single time. So I'm not even going to say yes or no. I have no idea.
In terms of Mike.
Every sweeps, Mike is going to die. The poor dude. And I love Ron Hale. He could act his way around some of these people who will be remain nameless.
Well,
right.
Another thing,
I think there'll be some lesser players going.
Well, and that leads to another thing, because now we have this Brandon Barash coming in as Johnny. We have Logan.
Logan, too.
Coop has basically been sidelined. Have you heard anything in terms of Coop being knocked off? Because that is going around, too.
That's the one that I had the strongest rumor on. That he was going to get shot. I didn't see that he was getting killed. That doesn't mean that he won't. But I think what they're doing, they're going to bring in these. They have brought in these guys to test, basically.
Yeah.
And you know, there's three of them now. Obviously, Logan's taken off.
Well, see, and that's the thing. People like a lot of people, at least in our forums, hate Logan. Everybody likes Coop. And the guy seems to be a nice enough person. He looks like he's a really nice person in real life. Mm-hmm. But every time I see him, he just comes off as flat to me on the screen.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive him. But everybody else seems to love him. But they all hate Logan. And to me, Logan is a much more dynamic of an actor. And he never comes off flat. You may hate the crap he does, but he never comes off flat. And so I was wondering, it's like, well, Coop could get taken out and... who knows? So I was wondering if there was anything about that.
Not that I've seen. And the only other thing that I can think of, and this is speculation on my part because you know, I've just been watching, and I've watched soaps for a long, long time. The only other thing I can think of is that Carly supposedly, you know, going to be pregnant with Jack's baby, and it's very rare that a woman has three children now, you know,
yes,
younger, and has three children. And
unless you're on As the World Turns.
Unless you're in My Family.
Okay.
No, but I'm in soap operas.
Yeah, well, you're right. In soap operas, I mean, Sunny must have the record for number of children.
Yes, but mothers that have three kids, I just can't see Carly actually having, I hope she does, but I can't actually see her having the baby, and I'm thinking maybe that might play into things, and that's how she ends up losing the baby, which is a big rumor. I don't know.
So tentatively, we're looking at Letitia, possibly Mike, possibly Amelia, possibly Coop, and possibly the baby.
Well, I hate to throw this up here, but I heard Bobby.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez, poor Jackie's demon.
Yeah,
I
no
know,
kidding.
I hope not. I hope not, too. But, you know, if she got a really juicy exit, it might be
That's
good
true.
For her.
Now,
that's true.
The other question I would then have is, because this person just came to my mind, we know that the actor who plays Stan is leaving. Is the character going to be killed off, or is it going to be just written off and or recast?
Which person? Which one is this?
The actor Stan who plays Bird. Stan, who's Epiphany's son.
Tico
Ellsworth.
He could be, but now he hasn't been on GH in so long, I don't know. I have a feeling he's just going to kind of disappear.
Okay,
But I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
if he all of a sudden starts showing up on GH a lot, then you can probably take it to the bank.
If we see him in the next week, then he could be one of them. That's what,
right.
If we start seeing Bobby in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get my tissues out. Because,
right.
Or Mike, either one. We suddenly
They
start
wouldn't have her die with Luke not being back, would they?
I don't think so.
Come on, does it seem to you like they care about history?
Well, I don't know, but we have to move on because we're running out of time. Jumping from General Hospital or Night Shift to All My Children, the word was this week that the actress who played Jolene on Night Shift will be becoming Babe on All My Children. I personally think this is an atrocious mistake on the part of the casting department because of the fact that the only thing redeeming about Babe was Alexa Havens. We discussed in the Maid podcast, what do you guys think of this as a recast?
She doesn't seem like she has the kind of fire and spark that Alexa Havens has given Babe. Unless they're going to take Babe in a new direction, you know, and make her a Sunday school teacher.
She doesn't seem to have the presence either, at least in...
Maybe that's what I'm searching for, the fire, you know, there's just something very... Of course, now she is a murderer on Night Shift, and she's pulling that off well. Maybe she's just understated.
Does she look older to you than the Babe?
Well, that's so hard because sometimes they just... Alexa Havens, depending on the haircut they give her, can either look her age or much younger.
And ages are so forgiving in soaps anyway.
Right.
Well,
and Alexa played off in Babe and Crystal. I'm just thinking of the chemistry they had, too. I think that's going to be a tough fit.
This is what confounds me. Why would anybody want to recast a character that has been so universally reviled for her behaviors, and the only thing that's been redeeming is the actress?
Well, obviously somebody doesn't think that she's vile. They adore her.
I think the only reason that the Babe as a character has a meal ticket is the fact that she has a Chandler as a son. If it was not for that, she would not be on that show.
I don't really know. I'm new to All My Children. I've just been watching since April, and it's really hard for me to get into it. It is. I find that I'm liking people that people have been watching the show for a long time hate, and one of them is Babe.
You like Babe?
I do. Like I said, I don't have any of the history that you guys are going on, your dislike of her. All I have is what's happened since April, and she just seems...
If there was any way, I think you need to go onto YouTube and see if you can find some clips of when she stole Bianca and kidnapped her and kept her from, or she's kidnapped
the baby, what is her name?
Miranda. From Bianca.
Also one of my grandchildren's names.
That was so horrific. Most people have never forgiven Babe as a character for that.
And it's amazing to me, didn't we have this conversation that used to when they had a character that did something like that? they would be written off the show or leave for a while or something. I just don't understand what they're letting them get by with, and you know what I mean? I don't.
Well, and
I don't
on top
get
of that, have you heard about how the new babe is going to appear? Apparently, Alexa Havens is going to hug Crystal, and so you'll see her face, and then when she steps back, it's going to be Jolene.
I had heard that. They were griping on the forums about it was bad enough that Carly went up the stairs one person and came down another person.
I remember that.
I mean, this is right up there. What did you think of the arrival of the new teen set this week?
I don't know. I think I blinked. I'm having a hard time with all my children. I enjoyed the scenes with Crystal and Colby and Tad.
And what about Adam? Adam was great.
Oh,
that
I
was
always
great.
Loved. He played to be Stewart again. Wasn't that this week?
Yeah, that was this week. And I think Crystal might be onto him, but I'm not sure.
Can I give you a little
Stewart
trivia thing?
Okay.
Sure.
About David Canary.
Okay.
We have the same birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool? Yes, we're both Virgos.
You know, that's going to be one of those things that if we ever do a contest, I'm going to keep that in mind because that will, down the road, someone of the really avid listeners will want to remember that.
So then your birthday is this month. Being
it what? No, August 25th.
Just happened.
Well, happy birthday. And I can't look at David Canary without seeing Candy from Bonanza. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an episode that aired a couple days ago with Aaliyah Loves Tad, who is a forum member who actually went to the ABC studios in New York City and actually had an opportunity to run into David Canary and visit with him. And apparently he was just great to visit with and was really nice to her. And so if you haven't listened to that episode, be sure to check it out.
Oh, good,
You'll definitely want to listen to that. Now, on to One Life to Live, because this week, did either of you watch One Life to Live in the Roger, is it Howarth days as Todd?
Yes.
Okay, I like this Todd more than him. That's just my personal preference. Okay. But I had forgotten how much of a bastard Todd can be.
Because I was so mad at him this week.
It's like I just wanted to reach through my TV screens and punch the living daylights out of him.
That's right. And Roger Howarth used to be able to turn it on a dime, and you expected it from him because he grew out of that evil character. You know, he started evil with the whole Marty Saybrook thing. Well, and for real, they should never have redeemed him. Back to my conversation from a few minutes ago.
And I loved him. I loved Roger Howarth. I have liked Todd.
Well,
I love
Trevor St. John as Todd. Yeah. I think he does an excellent job at it. It's definitely different than Roger's portrayal, but it grips me, and that's why I think I'm so pissed off at Todd right now is because I've liked the portrayal of Todd up till this point, but they're really taking him back to his roots of being a bastard.
Well, this is typical Todd. I mean, he's not even concerned that this child is almost 2 years old, never known another mother, but he wants to go to this woman's house in the middle of the night and jack this kid out of her arms.
Well, and then...
And the child doesn't know who he is.
The first thing I thought of was the fact that, I mean, this is basically worse than Edward Quartermain, because at least with Edward Quartermain, it's like usually done with a sort of a wink and a nod, because John Engel is that lovable of an actor in his character.
Right.
But this was just downright mean, and I was thinking, damn...
Yeah,
Todd, give it a break. And this is the guy who has such a big issue. I was so glad that Lindsay brought up the fact that Todd had stolen Blair's child when he thought it was someone else's and taken it away from her. I was so glad that Lindsay brought that up because it was like, Todd, be reasonable. I mean, we understand that this is your kid, but it just made me furious this last week. And then, of course...
You must have read my column, because I touched on that very succinctly.
Well, I unfortunately had not, because of the fact that I didn't get to One Life to Live till yesterday, which would have been Saturday. But it was just one of those things where it's like, I'm just mad. And then you know that this next week, when Marcy finds out,
it's going to be hard.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is the best One Life to Live has been in years.
I have to agree, at least a decade. I am so into it.
I happened to catch when they did the big Ace's funeral.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that good?
Oh my god!
It was really good, except for the fact that it went too fast. They did too much. They didn't spend enough time at the grave. As I think in the podcast, when we talked about the 10,000th episode, my point was, it took them like 2 weeks for John McBain's fake funeral, and we were done with Ace's in 10 minutes. If it wasn't for that, it was excellent.
It was good to see. I wanted to mention one more thing about the Todd. The Todd issue. I happened to catch it when he was at, I think it was at Marcy's door, and Blair was behind him and John McCain was in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was demanding to see the baby, and he was going to go in, and John pulled the gun.
That's actually in Todd's office.
Oh, Todd. Okay. Todd said, "It's mine." And he said, "It's mine."
Yeah.
And that's the baby. He said "it" like three different times, and I thought, oh. That's what it is.
It's about possession.
These are not
his children. They're his possessions. Yeah. And that's exactly was my point that I made. And it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't even put the child, it's his. And he's going to go over there and rip it out of Marcy's arms. And the child is going to be devastated.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just knowing what we know about children, just any adult who could consider doing that, I'm aghast at what Todd thinks he's doing.
So my other question then would be to you, now that Lindsay has killed Spencer Truman to keep this secret, and now that the secret's out, any predictions on what's going to happen with Lindsay?
I still don't think Lindsay did it. I have nothing to back that on, except a little gossip that I heard.
Okay.
But I think that we might find out that she actually didn't do it or didn't. I don't know why she would admit to it then if she didn't. So I'm confused, but.
Okay.
I don't know how are they going to write her out of this if she actually did it?
Well, I don't know. It's one of those things where considering the fact that I hated Spencer Truman so much, no one should have to go to jail for his murder. At least that's how I feel.
He's actually Paul Hornsby to me, by the way. Every time I saw him, that's all I could think of. Because he used to be in General Hospital.
General Hospital, yes. He was one of Tracy's husbands, wasn't he?
Yes.
I hate to wrap this up, but we are running out of time. So we want to say thank you for joining us, Karen. If you have not read her website, go to www.wubs.net. She's got great General Hospital spoilers on there, and it is definitely a great read. In addition to that, you've also expanded a little. You're doing some more celebrity and TV stuff from time to time, which is also excellent to read. And I believe you even were blogging while you were in Britain, which is dedication beyond dedication.
I was. My poor husband. But yes, I was.
Well, and then also be sure to check out Belinda's column at ionsoaps.com. It is The View from the Recliner's Edge.
You can
send your emails to dc@tvfanonline.com. Be sure to join us in the forums, tvfanonline.com/forums. And if you're on MySpace, hit us up on MySpace by going to myspace.com/tvfanonline. Until next time, we thank you for listening. So long, folks.
Bye. Bye-bye.